friend of mine told me, Taylor, pretend like you're from another country, then people will leave you alone. So on the way here, this guy was like, excuse me, sir, what do you do for a living? I was like, sorry, I can't talk to you. I'm from Canada. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, big weekend coming up at the Laugh Shop at the Blackfoot here in Calgary. It is Taylor Williamson, a former runner-up on America's Got Talent. In fact, named one of the five favorite acts of all time on the AGT 10-year anniversary special. He's also got a new YouTube special. You can find that on YouTube, interestingly enough. It's Taylor Williamson live at the Comedy Store. And this weekend, it's Taylor Williamson live at the Laugh Shop here in Calgary. And he joins us on the line here this afternoon. Taylor, great to have you with us here. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. You have such a good radio voice.
Well, I appreciate
that.
You're
really good at that.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to having you back in town.
That's a good introduction. I'm so sorry. I have to tell you, I'm not going to be as good as the introduction was. Like, I feel like we should end this interview right now because, like, that's as good as it's going
to
get.
Well, but I mean, that's a testament to you then, isn't it? Because it's a good introduction.
You said my name so much. Anyways, please continue.
Well, I did want to give you some heads up. I know you're a California fella too, so it makes it a bit more of a challenge. We're in the midst of a real cold spell here, Taylor, and it's going to be nasty. Just want to warn you in advance.
Yeah, can I tell you how terrified I am? How absolutely terrified I am?
Okay.
I'm from San Diego. Have you heard about San Diego?
It's nice there, I hear.
Yeah, they don't have, those people are saying, I'll come to San Diego, what should I do? They don't go, oh, you should boil hot water, then throw it in the sky and watch it turn into snow.
Right.
But that's what they told me in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, that's what I could do.
This weekend you could. We've been pretty lucky so far. We had a kind of a mild winter so far, but it's back with a vengeance. But I did hear, I think I saw it once in San Diego the other day, it was like kind of like around the freezing mark, something like that. So,
this is really frustrating news. But I did hear, like, I live in Los Angeles now, and when it sprinkles in LA, it's light rain. People are like, I'm not going outside. I'm staying inside for the rest of my life. But I did hear that Calgary, Alberta Canadians are real Canadian, like real strong-willed people, and when it's not nice outside, they still go do what they want to do because they're not going to let Mother Nature direct their life direction. Is that true?
That's mostly true. Yeah, I don't want to burst that bubble for anybody. I think we like that. It's a good reputation to have, and there's a lot of truth to it.
But you think, like, let me be honest with you. Like, do you think Bret Hart will come to my show, or is it too cold for him?
Well, he's got bad hips. So I don't know if the cold weather affects that, but maybe he will. I mean, you're a big wrestling guy. He should know that.
But maybe it'll help his hips.
Could be
the weather. Yeah. I think it would help. He's been to see me twice. Bret the Hitman Hart, the greatest athlete that's ever lived.
Has he really?
Did you know that? Can I tell you who else I know from Calgary, Alberta, Canada? Can I name drop?
Please do.
My cousins, I don't lie, by the way. I hope you know I'm not a liar. I'm a lot of things. I'm not a liar. My cousin's wife's father is Reggie Lemelin from the Calgary Flames.
No kidding. Okay, that's an actual name. That's people know that. Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. 100% do, yes.
So can you imagine, like, if any of your wonderful listeners are listening and they're like, wow, this guy is related to Reggie Lemelin. Like, I got to go to see him. Don't you think that's like that they have to now?
Well, I think anyone who was on the fence, that would cinch it for sure.
I'll take it. You know, this will be my fifth time in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I love it.
Yeah, it's nice here, even when it's terribly cold. Yeah.
But we got to do something about this weather, though. Like, do I need long johns?
Well, sure, that would help. But it's like it's beyond anything you can really prepare for. So I'm just hoping you get here. You'll have that 20 seconds when you leave the airport and get in your vehicle or have to walk into the hotel. And then just don't leave. That would be my advice. Yeah.
Are you being a silly goose or are you being sincere right now?
Mostly the latter. When we're done here, just you Google the forecast and you can decide. You know,
the how problem sincere is I don't know Celsius. I don't know Celsius.
Here's the thing, so and I'm not even joking about this. It's starting to flirt. There's a point where Celsius and Fahrenheit converge, where it gets so cold that it's pretty much the same thing. That's not even a joke. So anyway, yeah, check that out after. Don't just take my word.
Okay. Can I tell you, this is, I thought we were going to have fun today, and I'm not experiencing that, Rob.
Sorry. I just wanted to give you a heads up, but I didn't want to, you know, cast a pall over what should be a fun conversation, because there's a lot going on with you, a lot to chat about, so.
Yeah. Well, can I tell you, I've been traveling. I'm a father now. I have a 4.6-pound Chihuahua.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. Mazel tov. Thank you. I've been traveling with her a lot because she's my best friend and my child. You know, you're not supposed to be friends with your child. You're supposed to be a parent, but she's my friend too. I'm one of those parents, you know, American, typical American. And we're not as good as the Canadians, I know. And although I had a Canadian, a side note, I met my first mean Canadian. I posted to come see me in Calgary. And then someone wrote me a mean message. I've never experienced that from a Canadian. But
a mean Canadian?
Yeah, she said mean things about me because I made a joke about Tim Hortons, and she said she was offended. I don't know. She's related to Tim Hortons. I love Tim Hortons, but she didn't like how I pronounced Tim Hortons.
Didn't like how you pronounced it?
She says I didn't pronounce the T, and she was very upset.
Well, people take Tim Hortons seriously very up here. Very seriously up
I
here.
I do,
so.
Too.
Yeah.
I love Timmy's. Listen, anyways, but so I bring my dog. I travel with my dog because she's my friend, you know. And then, but I was looking into bringing her to Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And then I realized I don't think there's enough sweaters for a 4.6-pound Chihuahua. I don't think she's going to make it, so I'm not bringing her. I'm just going to leave her. I'm leaving her in the closet.
Probably for the best. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a joke, by the way. I don't agree. I'm leaving her at a friend's house. I care about my dog.
There you go. What did I want to ask you about the YouTube special, Live at the Comedy Store? And maybe folks here aren't familiar with, you know, the institution that the Comedy Store is, first of all. But it's also a place where you kind of got your start as a young comedian.
Yeah, you're so sweet to mention. Yeah, so I started comedy when I was 17 years old at the Comedy Store. They had a club in San Diego, so they had two locations. They must have at least had multiple locations in Las Vegas and stuff. But so then I moved to LA, and I've been performing there for 20 years, and it's the one in Hollywood. So who started out there? I mean, they take credit for, I mean, Louis Anderson. Howie Mandel came there. He started in Toronto, but he came out there and became a star. That was like how he became a real comedian, like a professional from the Comedy Store in Hollywood. Who else came out of there? Jay Leno, David Letterman used to work there, yeah. Sam Kinison, Andrew Dice Clay, whatever. So it's an icon. And in recent years, like Ali Wong just won the Golden Globe Award. She's a Comedy Store person. Who else? I mean, Dave Chappelle, when he comes in town, that's where he performs. Chris Rock. Like, it's the most iconic comedy club in the world, besides the Laugh Shop in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
That's right.
At Hotel Blackfoot, respectfully. So I was so lucky I got to film a comedy special there, and the industry is changing so much, and a lot of great comedians are choosing to self-release their specials now. Like, Lewis Black just released a special on YouTube, and I released my special on YouTube, and it's free to fans and new people who want to check me out. And it'd mean the world to me if your fans looked me up and went to YouTube and typed in Taylor Williamson Live at the Comedy Store. And it's all jokes that I won't be telling this weekend. And it's my best jokes I've ever told. So it's a better show than you'll see live. But I'm really proud of it. And I also have my whole America's Got Talent journey on my YouTube if anyone wants to see it. But it's great. Someone from Bangkok watched it. Isn't that fun? Wow.
Does that seem unfair? If you were a singer, you could do a concert. You could tell people, go watch my concert on YouTube and then come see me in concert. And you can do all the same songs and no one would care. But you got to, comedians, you got to be constantly coming up with new stuff. It's like, well, I heard that already. I got to hear something new.
Rob, you get it. That's what I've always said about you, Rob. Rob gets it. Because it's not fair. It's not fair. What do we do about this? Because you can't do it either, Rob. You can't.
Exactly.
We could talk every day. I'd be down. I feel like your listenership would let's be positive. Maybe you. Why don't we try it out?
Sure.
I'll come on your show every day for the next month, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that should be good. Yeah, okay. We'll see how that, we'll test that out. Yeah. It's interesting, too, because I get the sense from the special that the last few years did give you a lot of material, although I would imagine doing what you do for a living the last few years was, I don't know, kind of weird, disruptive. I don't know how you describe it.
Oh, well, thank you so much for watching, first of all. COVID was not ideal. It was not ideal for you is probably for your career. You could still do it. Did listenership and radio increase during that time?
Well, did. Yeah. I mean, when big things are happening in the world, people want to know what's going on, and that's good for us, I guess. So sure. We'll take it.
Wow. Rob loves COVID.
Yeah. Exactly.
For the world. I'm sorry. This is Calgary. We don't believe in COVID. I'm so sorry. COVID. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, me neither.
Do you guys hate Dr. Fauci also? Is that a thing out there?
Kind of. We have our own equivalents, but yeah, people know who that is. Oh, yeah.
But I talk about this stuff in my special. But yeah, it was very hard. I mean, I had a booking with the Laugh Shop in 2020. I haven't been out there since 2019. And every year it just kept getting postponed because of COVID and all this stuff. And I didn't get to work for a whole year. That was very devastating for me. I mean, with sincerity, it was a traumatizing time in my life and my career. But I'm bouncing back now. I'm so excited. And this special is my, like, I'm back, baby. And I apologize for saying that. Feel free to cut that out if you need to, because I realized that was very odd and unsettling. I apologize to your listeners too, by the way. I'm so sorry.
It happens. I'm sure once we do this every day, we'll work out all the kinks and the bugs. And so.
But what if they like you and that's my new catchphrase? I do need a catchphrase.
There is that. There is that.
Do you have a catchphrase?
No, I don't actually.
Oh,
I kind of feel like I should now.
Honestly, we got to get you one.
Yeah. Well, let's workshop that. Anyway, well, we'll think that out.
I'm Rob. I don't have a catchphrase. That's your catchphrase.
It could be. Would you describe, by the way, that bad phase as like, is that a creative time for you? Are you spending your time writing? Are you just spending your time kind of in wallowing in despair? I mean, what were you doing to fill those days and weeks and months?
Oh, good Lord. We're going for it, huh?
Let's get right into it.
Well, doctor, it was not good. I wouldn't say it was a good time for me. I did a lot. I killed a lot of Nazis on PlayStation, on Call of Duty.
Nice.
So I felt like that was my way of saving the world a little bit. A little World War II reenactment on video games. No, it was not a very creative time for me for the first part of it, at least, because I didn't see a light at the end of the tunnel. It was a very dark time. Let's be honest, Rob. It was not good for me because I had a lot of really special things that were in the pipeline that were all demolished, because COVID. And like, listen, I know people had it worse, and I'm so lucky to have my health and whatever. But it wasn't great for me. But I do have a different mindset now, and I'm more. It made me a stronger person, if we're being sincere, Mm-hmm. I'm more grateful too. Like, I don't know, like we can take for granted, like how lucky we are to get to do what we love for a living, I'm just more grateful than ever to get to travel to different countries and different cities and make people laugh. And I recognize the importance of it, more now than ever, life is hard and we all health and sad things happen and stuff. And if I can give people an hour of levity and silliness and forgetting about their worries for a little bit, I recognize how lucky I am to get to do that. So that's what I got out of all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I lost a lot of money too. But who needs savings, you know?
Well, the good news is, yeah, I mean, it's back on the road, back to normal. You're a busy guy. I did want to ask you, I mean, we've talked before on America's Got Talent and what that show meant to you and what an institution that still is, interestingly, you know, with the kind of the splintering of the whole television landscape. I mean, a lot of people still watch that show. So just as you reflect back on the impact that had on your life, what's your connection to your relationship with all of that?
Yeah, listen, like, it was a while ago, but, like, being runner-up on that show changed my life, and they bring me back, like, they brought me back almost every year to do something silly. I was on a couple of years ago doing something, a special guest in the finale, and yeah. Nick Cannon had me on his talk show last year as a stand-up comedian, and Howie Mandel will be doing his podcast soon, and I see him fairly often, and he's such a supporter to me and comedians, and mm-hmm. I saw Heidi Klum at a thing, and like it's funny to run into these people who like so iconic, like randomly, and then to randomly see them and go, oh, that's that famous person. They're like, oh, I know them. Like
yeah,
that's still a funny. I'm sure you experience this stuff too. It's like, oh wait, like I can go up to them and say hi. I interviewed you, remember? And then you can say give a hug. You know, like it's that stuff. I'm happy I still have that. Excitement and what I hold on to mostly, like, it's not a funny answer, but this industry is very hard and soul crushing and all those things, and so many almost things, and so many things are guaranteed, and then you get kicked in the groin area if I can say that, you know. And then what I got from America's Got Talent is the industry didn't decide whether or not I was worthy. It was the great people of the United States of America, who are not as great as Canadians or Calgarians, if that's the thing.
Sure. Yeah.
But they're pretty okay, you know, sometimes. And the people gave me my career and they believed in me. And like, I hold on to that when I get frustrated by, if I have a pitch meeting for a TV show and they go, no, thank you. And I'm like, well, America loves it, you know? And then I had a lot of Canadian people who would say, I wanted to vote for you, yeah. but I'm Canadian, you know? And then I would say, oh, thank you. We'll go to Tim Hortons sometimes.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully you get a chance to enjoy some Dimmies while you're here. And yeah, look, I tell people all the time, hey, Taylor Williamson, the Reggie Lemelin guy, I know him. So,
yeah. Listen, you, me, and Reggie Lemelin, we got to hang, you know?
Absolutely.
And Bret Hart.
Him too. Yeah. What a quartet we'll make, absolutely. Well, it's
that is a quartet.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, that too. Well,
a great idea.
I think so. I think we're on to something. Listen, it's this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Laugh Shop Calgary. Much more at taylorwilliamson.com, and mention the comedy special on YouTube. Ticket details, laughshopcalgary.com. Taylor, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for making some time for us here today.
Can I tell you one more thing, my friend?
Yes.
Listen. Oh, I want to tell you, I'm bringing a friend of mine to open for me. He's a hilarious comedian named Joey Bragg. And years ago, he was on an iconic Disney Channel show called Liv and Maddie. But he starred in Father of the Year on Netflix with David Spade. And he's a really, really funny comedian. And he's way more famous than me.
And he's opening for you. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, but it's going to be a full show of fun. Yeah. We do free meet and greets afterwards. And anyways, I just wanted to let people know that. But thank you, Rob. Thank you for having me. You're such a joy and a professional, and you're the best. And please make sure it gets warmer this weekend. That's all I have.
See what we can do. All right, Taylor, thanks again.
Thank you, brother.
There you go. Stand-up comedian Taylor Williamson this weekend, The Laugh Shop at the Blackfoot, laughshopcalgary.com. Thanks for downloading and listening to the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. You can also find me on Twitter at Rob Breckenridge, and you can email me, rob@770chqr.com. Talk to you next time.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.